everybody, welcome to another brand new episode of T Watches a Scary Movie. My name is T, and of course we are talking scary movies. I appreciate you tuning in for another brand new episode. Remember, new episodes go up every Wednesday night at 8:30 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. You're always guaranteed a new review Wednesday nights. But I have been putting up multiple reviews throughout the week for the last couple of months at this point. So if you want to stay up to date with all the reviews that I'm dropping out there for you guys, best way to do that is get subscribed to the Linktree, which you can access by going to linktr.ee/tscarymovie. If you get subscribed to the Linktree, that's going to give you access to the YouTube page for the video versions of the show, to all your favorite podcasting platforms for the audio-only versions of the show, for my Letterboxd for written reviews, and my rankings of horror films I'm watching throughout the years, amongst other films, and my TikTok for my short horror videos, which, yeah, like, I'm loving my Letterboxd this year because I'm trying to keep track of every single thing I'm watching. Like, the last couple of years, I did a good job of tracking, like, newer stuff. 2022, I kind of shit the bed. I didn't do it the right way. 2023, I did a much better job of it. But I found myself missing out on grading and ranking like just other movies that I was watching. So I've been doing that this year and trying to make sure I rank every single movie I'm checking out, whether it's horror, whether it's new or not. I got everything on there. So check out my rankings. Check out my Letterboxd, folks. Give me a follow on that for sure. So tonight, we are going to be talking the movie Immaculate. Now, I'm sure you have seen a preview for it at this point. It is the new horror film starring Sydney Sweeney about a young woman who goes and joins a covenant and later miraculously ends up pregnant, leaving us with a question of, is she pregnant with the Savior or something far more sinister? And we're just going to jump right on into it, folks. Now, movies about nuns and movies about women birthing a potential savior or potential antichrist, these are nothing new. We've had these around for quite a while. I mean, hell, we just had The Nun 2 a few months ago, which is actually pretty fucking awesome, actually. I really, really did enjoy that movie. And so if you're gonna make a movie in that realm, in that wheelhouse, you definitely want to bring something new to the table. Now, I am not an expert on all of these movies, okay? I cannot come in and tell you that there has been another movie that hasn't done like the same kind of premise for it. But what I will say is that what makes Immaculate so enjoyable is the fact that, unlike so many other films we've gotten about women getting pregnant with, again, something godly or something evil at that point, it's less supernatural than a lot of those films. This movie's focus is more about the experience that Sydney Sweeney's character, Sister Cecilia, is having at this covenant. There are implications, and we are given a few crumbs throughout the film, that there is something obviously sinister going on. And as Cecilia continues to investigate it, again, we're dropped little crumbs here and there about it. But the thing is, the movie doesn't commit one way to the other of saying this absolutely is the involvement of something supernatural that happened versus this is just a case of science. And I love that because honestly, it made it feel a lot like Exorcism of Emily Rose, which, if you haven't seen that, that's a fantastic exorcism movie that Scott Derrickson did so long ago at this point. But the movie gave us an idea to approach like an exorcism or a possession of somebody from a scientific factor, because it was about this court case, and from the religious supernatural factor of it. And you get a nice mesh of kind of seeing the movie from both sides. And here in Immaculate, they don't really do that. Like, we don't really get an idea or a perspective of this is from science and this is from religion or supernatural. It favors the scientific side way, way more than it does the supernatural side. But I love that fact that you feel like it's just hovering right above it. Like, you feel that at any point, you know, you might see a sighting of a demon, or Satan might show up, or God might show up, or an angel, or whatever. And it doesn't feel out of place in this movie. Now, I'm not spoiling anything. I'm not going to tell you whether or not, you know, those kind of things are in this film. But what I will say is that Immaculate sets up a perfect presence in the movie, a perfect atmosphere to where you do feel anything supernatural could happen, even if it never ends up actually going down. And from the moment that Sydney Sweeney's Cecilia gets to this covenant, you absolutely know something's wrong. And you know that this is not necessarily going to be a safe place from her. And one of the best aspects of this film is the fact that they isolate her so well. This is her movie. It really is her movie, and she does an excellent job in the role. And while they do set her up with a best friend, you know, not a sidekick, but a friend here at this Covenant, all of that goes away fairly quickly for one reason or another. There's not really anybody that she's connecting to who might not be a part of what's happening to her, and it leaves her very isolated, which of course is the point of the story. And Sydney Sweeney does amazingly with that much screen time. And I don't mean that to sound negative, because if you've seen a lot of the other work she's done, she's great in what she does. She really is truly great. But I feel this might be a movie that's going to stand out to a lot more people, as it's very much more of a nuanced performance in a lot of spots. But then she just gets to be absolutely batshit bonkers at parts as well, and she plays it off so well. It works out very, very nicely. Now, in terms of scares, it is very much a psychological thriller, and I think the movie does a great job of providing not just like that sense of foreboding and that sense of dread throughout the entire film, but there are actually some fun jump scares in it as well too. And not only that, but it's still a relatively like bloody movie. Like, there's not a bunch of, you know, these brutal, bloody, messed up deaths happening throughout the film, but a lot of fucked up stuff happens to people in this movie for sure, and the film doesn't shy away from showing that at all. You're gonna see far more brutal out this year. That's a guarantee. You're gonna see far more brutal things this year for sure. But I was actually surprised, honestly, by how much we truly were given in this film. There's obviously going to be some connections and some allusions to films like The Exorcist or The Omen, especially when we have another Omen film coming out in just a few weeks at this point. But even The Exorcist, I feel that there's a lot that it has in common with that film as well too. And one of the things that I love about this, that compared to a lot of other films in this kind of wheelhouse, it was the fact that you never feel safe at the convent. There's a number of other films to where, whether it's a church, it's a convent, it's a, you know, it's a boarding school, whatever the case is, you always feel that there could be a sense of safety there. And we never get that, I feel, at this convent. You feel like the entire movie, you are waiting for the worst shit in the world to happen and to keep happening, not just to Cecilia, but to everybody else there. And I love the fact that they were able to set that up in this film. Michael Mohan, who directed this, absolutely does a great job of framing this covenant as almost hell itself, to be completely honest. Where it does falter, though, is the fact that because it doesn't really choose a side, it doesn't really like firmly establish, are we falling upon supernatural or scientific being the issue here? It's gonna leave some viewers, I feel, very divided down the middle. Because a lot of times, just to be frank, we want a very definitive, we want a finite answer here for what is going on. And there's bits and pieces that might make you think it's leaning one way or the other, but then when you have to consider the rest of the film, it just goes right out the door at that point. And so I think that is definitely where the movie flounders at, is that the problem is, because it doesn't commit to one specific side, it can't really fulfill everything that it's supposed to. No matter how great the acting, no matter how great like some of these scares are in it, no matter the fact that everything they basically set up has a payoff towards the end of the film, it just takes away a bit too much that it rides that line down the middle without committing to one side or another. And honestly, it did leave me feeling a bit disappointed towards the end. I don't want to say too much because I don't want to spoil it, but I feel that when we hit our climax, that I expected just a bit more to come out of that, because those of y'all who have seen it, or eventually you're going to see it, after you see the climax and the way that it ends, you still start to feel that, well, they didn't necessarily say that these people were bad. And that left me feeling very conflicted as the movie ended, that I didn't know if the bad guys were actually bad by the time the film ended. I don't think that means Sydney Sweeney wasn't in danger, that Cecilia wasn't in danger throughout the film, because she absolutely was. But I don't know if that means that makes the bad guys the actual bad guys. There's a lot to enjoy about this movie. And I will say that one specific scene involving Sydney Sweeney just having to scream for minutes on end is fantastic. It's so good, y'all. You know, I didn't have anything against Sydney Sweeney, but I don't know if I would say I consider myself a big fan, and it's hard not to be after watching this movie. Like, I'm gonna have to go check out anyone but you, like, ASAP, because she did such a great job in this film. Either way, you gotta go check it out for yourself. I wanna hear what you think about it in the comment section, so let me know that here now, folks. And again, get subscribed, because we got so much great stuff coming up, and Along Here with Immaculate, in just a few weeks, we're gonna be talking The First Omen. But that's gonna do it for me tonight, y'all. My name is T, we've been talking scary movies. Stay scared. Hey everybody, looking for a great way to stay up to date on horror news, as well as read the best of articles on anything scary out in the world right now? Then you need to head over to the Fangoria shop and get yourself a subscription. If you go to shop.fangoria.com/axdw, you can use my own personalized 20% discount to save 20% off on Fangoria magazine subscriptions, as well as 20% off any other items in their fantastic shop. This is a great deal. If you've ever been wanting to get yourself a subscription, now is the time to do so. Head to shop.fangoria.com/axdew.